The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So really not to the 70s until early next week. And maybe, who knows, maybe we'll get a little cold front or something before then. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing well, Tommy. How about yourself today?
I'm doing well. If anybody ever questioned the toughness of Garrett Nussmeier, not that I don't think anybody ever did, but not that I don't think, but I'm just saying, man, you talk about leader, you talk about tell me, for people that didn't see the game, tell them what I'm talking about, if you will.
Well, in the first half, Nussmeier took just a clean blindside hit. Will Campbell, as good as he is, you know, hey, not everybody makes every play. He completely whiffed on a block. And an Oklahoma defender just crushed Nussmeier, and he fell really hard on his right shoulder going in the ground, and he was in obvious pain. And didn't finish that series, went into the locker room. I guess they just probably checked him out. Obviously, they did an evaluation of him there. He missed the next series. And then when he came back in, he was lights out. And he wanted to get back in that game. He told Coach Brian Kelly, there is no way you're keeping me out of this game. If I can throw the football, I'm playing. He talked about it at the end of the game, how much he bleeds purple and gold, and he wanted to be out there with the seniors to make sure that they got a win in their final game in Tiger Stadium. So an impressive performance about Garrett Nussmeier, and it goes beyond his toughness. You know, he's in a tough situation, Tommy, because he's following basically two Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks, mm-hmm. in Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow. And I was in the stands you know, watching the game, and in my section in particular, and I think this happens all around Tiger Stadium, and I've been to watch parties too, and I just hear how people criticize his play, and he doesn't do this, and he doesn't do that. Well, he's not Jaden Daniels. No. He's not Joe Burrow. LSU fans have become so spoiled as far as the quarterback position. And then when you watch A.J. Swan go out there, you are begging for Garrett Nussmeier to get back on the field. And when he came out there, he showed it. So
that's what I was hinting at, I think, Jeff, when I talked about questioned his toughness. Because I hear the same thing, and it's like, what are you talking about? Look at the touch that this guy has. Look at is he a little bit maybe careless with the football, or was earlier in the season?
Right.
Yes, but not now. I think if you could that would be fair criticism. But other than that, he's not. I don't understand what you want in a quarterback. I honestly don't.
Yeah, no. Obviously, he went through a little bit of a rough stretch. And again, Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow were far from perfect in their first year as a starter. So if Nussmeier comes back, I mean, that will be such a. And I think he will, Tommy. I think. You know, unless it just really, when he really examines it and looks at the other quarterbacks in the draft, and there's the potential, and we all know NFL teams are looking for quarterbacks, especially the bad ones, right? And so they'll draft a quarterback.
The bad teams, I mean, not the bad quarterbacks. There are plenty of bad
quarterbacks. Yeah, bad teams. I mean, you know, the New York Giants are going to go for the Daniel Joneses of the world, even though they're probably not ready and draft them very high in the first round. And there may be that scenario out there when he evaluates everything, but I think this is a kid that's determined to come back, and the selling point will be from Coach Brian Kelly and his staff and say, hey, look, Burrow and Daniels, they had their troubles in the first year as a starter at LSU, and then look what happened in the second year. Why don't you see if you can't duplicate what they did?
Yep, and join that Heisman Club, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly.
I hope he does. I really do. Boy, Chris Hilton finally got his jumping right, huh?
Yeah, he did. And he got the game ball because of it. And it was, I've written about it. We've talked about it. And Coach Brian Kelly's talked about it. This offense has lacked a deep threat. Especially when Kyle Parker went down with that arm injury, too. That was pretty much the end of, he was the one guy that I think he could have provided a little bit of it. And it just took a while for Chris Hilton to get into the flow of it. And once he decided to run through the football a little bit more instead of jumping like he's been jumping for some of these 50-50 balls, he was able to make two terrific plays. And that was good to see because, Tommy, there's these whispers that he's been frustrated with how this season has gone and, probably didn't necessarily appreciate the tongue lashing that he got on national TV and everybody talking about it, tongue lashing for Brian Kelly. And
but
there's been whispers about him entering the transfer portal. Maybe this game here shows that, hey, if I stick it out here at LSU and I got Nussmeier as my quarterback, big things can happen for me next season.
I've seen that video repeatedly against Florida, and I understand it could be perceived as a tongue-lashing, and you know this better than I do, Jeff, but you could see Brian Kelly was trying to coach him up. And the only time it got ugly was when Hilton pulled away from him, and you could see Brian Kelly clearly say, "Don't blanking pull away from me." You could read his lips clearly.
Yeah,
that's what he was
saying.
So the tongue-lashing, I don't think was about – I think it was about coaching and jumping and technique, but I think it maybe turned – a little bit serious when you pull away from the head coach. You don't do that when the head coach is talking to you. That's what I think happened. At least agree?
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. And this has been a frustrating season for Hilton because when he suffered the injury, I mean, no one expected him to miss the next 2 months of the season. I mean, you go back to the USC game and it was like, okay, he's not going to play in this game, but he'll be ready for the home opener against Nichols. And then it was like, that was the same thing every week. And then you just kind of, you actually just forgot to, you just stopped asking Brian Kelly about him because you knew he wasn't going to play. And then when he does play, you put him in a game, Texas A&M, a high stakes game on the road. You're asking him to make plays and it just didn't work out. And then, the Florida game was obviously what we were just alluding to about the coachable moment that Brian Kelly had with him that the whole world got to see.
But it was not a tongue lashing until he pulled away from him. That's all
I'm trying to say.
All right, let me take a break. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Because, you talk about Hilton, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe he can – you keep the band together. Maybe Chris Hilton turns in another Malik Nabers or Brian Thomas Jr., right, with Garrett Nussmeier into controls. Who knows?
Well, that was the hope that he was going to have a breakout season this year. Maybe it happens next year now for LSU.
That's going to be part of it. And we'll talk about challenges Brian Kelly's going to face for next year. And I heard – who was it over the weekend talking about their team with under the cap? Who was that saying that? Do you remember, Jeff?
That was Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly, that's what it was, under the cap. Yes, that's exactly who it was. All right, 7:22 traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:27 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo about the LSU Tigers, and he had a Kelly had a press conference after the game, naturally, and he was talking about seeing the national championships. His optimism remains high, right?
His optimism is through the roof. I think this is going to be a press conference, Tommy, that LSU fans, I think all of us are going to remember, and we're going to also hold Brian Kelly, too, because he basically came out and promised that they would win a national championship or at least play in a national championship game. Now, whether that happens next season, the year after that, he didn't, say, hey, 2025, here we come, but he really feels good about the future of the program. He talked about, hey, we had two freshmen out there, Devon Keyes and Dominic McKinley, or actually five freshmen out there and two sophomores, is that what he said, but Devon Keyes and Dominic McKinley played very well in that game. McKinley had a couple sacks late in the game. Devon Keyes was all over the place in that contest at linebacker. You have a recruiting class that will be signed starting on Wednesday. You're going to have 37 freshmen that are going to be part of the winter conditioning program. And I think part of it, though, too, Tommy, we all know that Brian Kelly has a background in politics. He was politicking a little bit, right? Mm. You know, it was Wednesday is such a huge day for the program because it's the early national signing period. And I think he was really sending a message to those recruits who I'm sure some of them are getting calls still from other schools. And if there's any of them waffling, he was making his pitch to them saying, hey, we're close. We need you to join our program to help us get over the top.
Let me get this real quick.
We're not that far away.
Jeff, before we run out of time, the Advocate reporting to Ricky Collins, a freshman quarterback, is going to enter a transfer portal. Maybe indication that Nussmeier's staying?
Well, and I think the big part of it was A.J. Swan has been getting the times that Nussmeier has had to leave the game, it's been A.J. Swan over Ricky Collins. Mm-hmm. And I think at this point, Ricky Collins has made a decision. I don't know how much of that has to go into Nussmeier. I'm sure, but right now, Ricky Collins has been on the LSU football program for 2 years, and he's a third string quarterback, and you gotta make your move. There's going to be other guys that are going to defect from that are going to get in the transfer portal. I think guys that are going to get in there that are have even a bigger role on this current team that's going to end up on that transfer portal. And again, that goes back to, I think, what Brian Kelly was talking to the media on Saturday night. I mean, you not only got the national signing day period, but you got the transfer portal is going to reopen here in the middle of December. He is sending a message that, hey, we're not that far away. And Tommy, they really are not, mm-hmm. in a way, because if they beat Florida, if they would have defeated Florida, a game that they were favored to do, they're in the SEC championship game this Saturday. Yep. That's how close they were. It's how close they were, but in a way, too, when you look at an 8-4 record, you're still saying they're still a lot of the mountain to climb here for them.
So close yet so far away. Jeff, some great observations.
Exactly.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your time. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa. Right now, a minute late, time for WWL First News.